This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. It's the first day of school in the Greeley-Evans district, and families are weighing the health concerns with their need to have kids in school. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more. Hola.
It's just before the first bell at Centennial Elementary School, and Alexandra Castaneda is dropping off her son and niece for their first day of school. She says she feels nervous.
Because I got a newborn at home, so I'm kind of skeptical. Like, I really don't want to send them, but with the newborn too and working a full-time job, it's kind of hard to not put them in school.
Her niece Navina, a fifth grader, says the virus is scary, but she's impressed her school has found a way to open, even if it's only a few days a week. I'm Natalia Navarro, reporting from Evans.
Boulder County health officials expect increased transmission of the coronavirus as CU students arrive from states with high infection rates. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
Students who test positive upon arrival and who live within 250 miles will isolate at home. Others will be provided with a space on campus. Density in residence halls has been reduced. About half of all courses will be online. The university has also created a public dashboard to keep students, staff, and the public better informed about the spread of the virus on campus. The dashboard includes the number of COVID tests completed by CU Medical Services, how many are positive, and a five-day rolling average. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Currently 88 degrees with smoky conditions in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.